Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
This is AM580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:29, up 4 on the open March, 8:40, up 5.5. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, December wheat opened at 8:08, up 6 on the open March, 8:28, up 6.75. May, 7:87, up 6.5. July, 6:70, up 7.5. September, 6:76.5, up 6 on the open. December corn opened at 3:69.5, up 3.25 on the open March, 3:86.5, up 3.5. May, 3:97, up 4.25. July, 4:06, up 4. September, 4:12.5, up 4.5. December, 4:18.25, up 3. March of next year, 4:25.5, up 2.25 on the open. November soybeans open at 10:05, up 10.25 on the open. January, 10:24, up 11.5. March, 10:37.5, up 10.75. May, 10:39, up 10. July, 10:46, up 10. August, 10:34, up 10. November of next year, 9:75, up 7.5 on the open. December soybean meal open at 282, up 250 on the open. January, 285, up 260. December soybean oil open at 41.48, up 56 on the open. January, 41.95, up 60. At the Merck, October live cattle open at 95.50, up 10 on the open. December, 96.30, up 5. November feeders open at 110.20, down 25 on the open. January, 109.70, down 27.5. December lean hogs open at 54.90, up 30 on the open. February, 62.05, up 40. And February pork bellies opened at 81 even, up 47.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start with a general question and ask you, in your mindset, what are the most important factors for the market to look at over the next 7 to 10 days?
Well, without a question, it continues to be the theme we've been running the last few weeks, that if the dollar breaks in the new contract lows, we really don't want to see a flight to quality to bonds where the bond market goes up. That would be probably spelling trouble for the general psychology in the market, Dave, where the trade in both commodities and stocks would say, okay, if we're going to flight to quality, it must be because of a financial problem or it must be because the global demand is slowing down. And that's one of the nice things we don't have going on this week, and it's kind of evolved very nicely and slowly. You didn't have a big sharp break in the dollar. You had a nice kind of steady casual break, and at the same time, the bonds actually have been losing to the dollar, so there's no real flight to quality. The yields are starting to go up a little bit in the notes. That's something to keep an eye on. But, you know, I think that the fact that we had a weaker dollar in new contract lows without the bonds going straight up with the dollar gave the stock market and the outside markets, the commodity markets, more leverage and gave them more confidence to go ahead and get in. And that's certainly spilled over into bean oil, which is reported on Newswire's making a 32-year new high. I haven't double-checked that, though, but bean oil has been the best recipient of these outside market moves this week.
At what level, if bonds were to increase in value, would be a concern to you?
Well, you get back up to the, for the 10-year Treasury, since that's our benchmark now, you get back up into the 112, 113 level. And that's where it goes back to the trade psychology, is that over the longer haul, bonds moving up is lowering your yields, lowering your interest rates. That's not bad in the long haul, given the right fundamental circumstances, but we would say at this time and this place, if you had both a declining dollar market and an increasing bond market where yields were actually going down, that would not be what you'd want to see. So to answer your question, this is a strategy and analysis, it's probably good for the next 7 to 10 days, maybe even 30 days. But if we would see the Treasuries back up above 112, 113 on a weaker dollar and brand new contract lows, and then we'd start to see, I think probably the biggest thing to watch for here, Dave, is you see the commodities and the stocks and the equities moving together right now. That's what we're expecting here from here on out. And whether they move together down or up goes back to this dollar interest rate relationship here in the short term.
Certainly, as you say, helping the oil, which I suppose then helps the soybeans. Are we in a climate, a perfect storm, if you will, to anticipate the possibility of a dollar run up higher in beans?
It's possible. I don't know if we could get that right here, right now, especially without the help from the wheat market, because the weather has turned pretty favorable to Mato Grosso and some of those other key areas of Brazil that have been running so dry. The private weather forecasts this week are saying and for the weekend and next week are saying you've got more rain on the way. So you probably have to have quite a bit of stability and you know just outright strength from the weather front and from the wheat front as well. And you know the crude oil has an upside objective here technically off a swing objective low we made just 2 days ago. And that's a little bit above, below 95, plus or minus 50 cents. So you could keep the crude oil running and the gold running since you've broken both of those out. But for the beans to keep going in that kind of a number, you know, a dollar higher is quite a percentage higher here at this point. So we would say you'd have to have the mechanics running on all eights. And I think you all also have to keep in the back of your mind as a producer that there is an underlying current out there still present in the IMF, to quote them in their last financial stability report they just issued a couple days ago, that they're saying the consequences of this episode of financial problems should not be underestimated and the adjustment process is likely to be protracted. You've heard that from people like Warren Buffett. You've heard that from others that are very well respected in the industry. I think this is something that we just have to keep in our minds as we see these markets rally, and that means continue to scale up sell in small increments for the 08 crop.
All right, so if I don't want to be quite as bullish as a dollar, how about the idea of new contract highs?
I think that 10, 17, and 3 quarters level is a necessity. We've been talking about for the last few weeks that the beans look like technically and look like fundamentally they wanted to go up there and at least present a double top formation, and then the market can decide whether it wants to go higher from there or not.
Let's turn our attention then to the corn market, which has been moving sideways to higher, surprisingly. You just think it's moving sideways, but not the case.
You know, we saw a big shift last week in the psychology of the trade. It seemed like the demand was starting to get talked about more than the big supply. And later, you know, as we came into this week, it seemed like the ethanol market started to move more in our direction and more in favor with us. And that's something, too, that the corn is definitely, we think, picking up a lagging effect from the energy markets again, because up until the last couple, 3 weeks, we've seen crude oil go up and ethanol actually break to the downside. A lot of that was seasonal pressure, with the third quarter being a notoriously bad quarter for ethanol supply and demand fundamentals. But now that we're in the fourth quarter, we started to see the ethanol pick up and trend with the crude in the RBOB, and that's nice to see. So some of the people in Chicago that were bearish a couple, 3 weeks ago that we talked to are at least neutral at this point, and a couple of them are actually a little bit friendly to the corn. I think, though, it goes back to the trend of the market. The supplies are still pretty big. You've lost a very good friend in the wheat bowl. You really probably are still seeing, like, if you look at the weekly net of this week in corn, you're just barely up on the week for this week, whereas beans are up 28 to 30 cents, and yet you see the wheat is down about 45 cents. So if you look at the net price action, you can still say that corn is more of a follower and plays in the middle between the bean strength and the wheat weakness.
So if you're looking at ethanol, and I'm looking at the November chart at the moment where it's trading 1760, if we can swing above an 1804 price objective, can we get back up above $2?
Yeah, you know, that $1.80 to $1.85 a gallon mark seems to be a very key futures price to need to get back up above. It's kind of like the corn right now. If you notice the Dease corn, we're at 374.5 on the electronic and pit trade today. We have a 375, 374 and 3/4, 200-day moving average. It's kind of interesting to see how that ethanol price around that 180 level, 185 level, is matching up with the resistance of this lead month corn price. And it's very important here. Chicago has remarked about one thing that I want to make sure we passed on. They have remarked about how the discount versus the March premium is still out there. You've got a 17-cent premium in March futures. You really need the D's to break above the 200-day moving average here, give you some backbone, give you some support, because you've got a pretty wide carrying charge market right now, and that's going to become more and more important as we get closer and into November from the trade perspective. Is why would I buy March corn when it looks like it needs to fall to the December price?
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in central and southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana, cloudy with periods of rain. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine during the morning, the mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs of 53 to 63. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.